You are listening to another Money Halakha class on MoneyHalakha.com.
Hi everyone, welcome to another video from MoneyHalakha.com, where you can get this video and all of the previous videos, as well as sign up to our free WhatsApp video groups. In our last video, we studied the thing of Ben Adam Chaver. We're trying to go into cases of between one and another person, case of stealing like that, as we're in the 9 days now. And we spoke about a case of actually stealing Torah thoughts from another person. We said that it was Geneva. You can refer to that video. The case today is, we're going to finish off, is two more cases where it would seemingly not be a Gezel, but it is actually defined as Gezel according to Chazal, according to the rabbis. So we're using the Sefer of today, finish off, is the Halachas of Other People's Money by Rav Yisrael Pinchas Bodner. And he brings over here two final cases of, one is about stealing a greeting, and the second is about stealing brachas, of making brachas to Hashem. The first case he says of that, the Gemara says, the Gemara in Brachos Dav Vav Amid Beis, it says that if a person knows that somebody else always gives them a greeting, a shalom in the street, so you should actually be first to greet them. However, if a person doesn't greet first, and the other person greets them, so you are chayv, you're obligated to return the greeting to the person, and if you don't return that greeting, then you are called a gazan, you're called a thief. And it brings over here a psukim, because the pasuk says, we have the Mekerim Gzalta, the pasuk over here. He brings over here and explains that the difference in these cases, like we brought in the last video to explain, is the reason why it is called a gezel is because you may not have taken from something from the person, however, there is another form of stealing called oishik, is when you prevent something from somebody else, from giving back to them. And therefore, in this case, since you are obligated to give back the shalom, to give back the greeting, and you don't, you withhold that, that's called a form of stealing as well. He brings over here, the final case is that a person who doesn't make a bracha, and he eats without making a bracha, it's a Gemara also in Brachos, Daf Lamed Hei, and as well in Gemara in Sanhedrin, is that if a person doesn't thank Hashem properly for the bracha by making a bracha, then he's actually considered having stolen from Hashem. And according to this explanation, it's not that he stole the food. It's not like by eating you're stealing the food from Hashem. That's not the case. Rather, as is explained over here in the footnotes from Rav Zalman and Nechemiah Goldberg, is the reason why a person is considered a gazlan in such a case is because he's withholding the thanks that is owed to Hashem. And since he's chayev, he's obligated in that thanks to Hashem, and he withholds it, that would be a form of oishik, of preventing payment in this case, and he would be considered stealing. Thank you very much, and we wish everybody a easy and meaningful fast this Tisha B'Av, if we end up having Tisha B'Av and the Beis Hamikdash has not been rebuilt in that time. Thank you very much and have a great day.